It's not a podcast.
It's a Garcast.
And this is the world according to Gar.
Welcome to the world according to Gar. You are listening to Garcast episode number 248. I am Gar. With me as always is the Garfather.
Gar! What's up? Thanks for joining.
How are you?
Great.
Happy St. Patrick's Day post?
Well over. Dude, it's like saying Happy New Year on January 4th. What the hell are you doing?
It's fine. It's fine. It's a great holiday, I guess. I guess you celebrated it? Did you do anything?
I guess. I don't know. I saw people. We drank. It was great.
Green beer?
No. No real person celebrating St. Patrick's Day would ever drink green beer.
Green bagels? I saw one green bagel at the bagel place on Sunday morning.
Wouldn't do that either.
Well, it's nice to see you. I like the sunglasses are back.
Thank you. I decided I've been saying a lot of controversial things. It's better people don't know what I look like in the streets.
Well, we have a special guest this week. I'd like to introduce to everybody the once famous Den Bob.
Hello, and thank you for having me.
Cheers.
Feels good to be on. It's been a while. Our schedules have just been opposite. So thank you for being patient and keeping me in the role.
It's actually, I think I've been more rigid lately just with work. It's been busy, so I haven't had the flexibility that we usually have to
You've been very rigid.
Yeah,
it's rigid. Very rigid.
Your choice of words lately is unbelievable.
Schedule's very rigid. It's not
you
been able rigid. To be moved.
I think you texted me or something recently and you said, oh gosh.
Come on, who doesn't like a good oh gosh sometimes?
Who the hell says oh gosh?
Why not?
It's like you're religious. The religious people say gosh because they don't want to use God's name in vain.
I like to use good words sometimes. Bring them back. Mint. I went through a mint stage. I was using mint a little bit. Oh gosh.
No, mint is you. That's you. That's Deer Park Gary. That's fine.
Deer Park Gary.
I'm a big fan of the mint. I like mint.
You're of the mint generation, the two of you.
100%.
Mint generation. So how was your St. Patrick's Day, Den Bob?
I drank. I met with people. Very similar to every other day.
There you go.
Mine was like every other day as well. We did nothing.
Life has been good.
We did
Gary's,
nothing.
Gary's days are a lot more rigid. No alcohol, no sugar.
No
seeing friends. Very rigid.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
We never did anything for St. Patrick's Day. I mean, you know, absolutely nothing. We didn't have, I saw all these pictures of people doing corned beef and all that. We had salad with tuna.
Well, that's what green. We expect.
Yeah. Salad is green. It's a celebration.
Sure.
There you go.
Sure.
Life is so exciting there at the DeFelice house.
It is. It is very exciting. Doing projects. Projects are fun.
Yeah, what is with... Well, you're becoming like the happy little homemaker. What the hell are you up to?
Is
that all in the basement? What's going on down there?
Yeah, it's the basement. Well, you know, I did the bench last year, excuse me, during my layoff with my uncle, which came out fantastic. I don't know if I ever posted the pictures of that.
Oh, you left us hanging like, you know, you start a lot of things and we never finish. It's fine.
Oh, all right. I'll put it up there. But yeah, no, we, you know, the one thing with the kids is there's always water bottles everywhere. They have wires all over the place for phone chargers and stuff like that. Christine actually had a good idea. She's like, what if we did a little table behind the couch and maybe they could put their phones on there to charge? And then I did a little research and I found I could just cut something out and they have these pieces that go in desks that have USB chargers and power plugs. So I put those into the middle of them and it's a success. They're using them.
I like that.
It looks good. It's quiet. I put it a little bit lower than the couch. So you really can't see it when you're walking by.
It seems like it is the opposite of a coffee table.
I'm going to,
because a coffee table goes in front of the couch. This is a table that goes behind the couch.
But you can't put a charger. You can't put a charger on a coffee table. I mean, you could,
not
but
not
it's kind of a pain.
Christine, no, because it would be too much of a mess.
It would be messy. So I am actually about to build a coffee table for down there. That's my next project.
Wow.
I'm going to do
and
a
this, this will go in front of the couch.
Correct. So they can put their feet on it.
Yeah.
You would think, you know, we do all this nice work, they would take care of it. But they came home, you know, 2 weeks of just mess. No parties. The basement of sin is done. It's going to be an apartment for Nick shortly, I guess, essentially. So
that's exciting. That's amazing. Nick's going to be home. That'll be so fun.
It's pretty wild, right?
I think it's great. I love it.
I hope he thinks so.
He made the choice. So and my job is to make it as miserable as possible here for him. So he'll leave.
For his own good, of course.
For his own good. Yeah.
Right. Always looking out for him.
Yep. What's up with Matthew? I'm waiting for an update on him as we progress towards April. Who? Barreling towards April.
Who?
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I haven't heard from Matthew.
No,
he's doing great. He's just living it up his last year. He's got crew meets, which I'm going to try and go to a couple of them. Okay. And
but he's all set up, right? No changes. He's still got the same job. He didn't apply or accept a separate job.
He has a job, but he doesn't know where he's going to be working. That's the big reveal.
Where could it be? What are the possibilities?
Listen, it could be anywhere in the country. Like they said to him when they hired him, we know you live in Long Island, and we're going to place you as close as we can to that, which would likely be New York City.
Meanwhile, he's like, "Don't tell my parents." As far away as possible, yeah. Please.
He's saying, how about Northern Virginia?
Nova!
So, you know, at the end of the day, we all know how business works. When you have a pawn and you need it somewhere, anywhere, you're going to put it there. So, you know, we're still hoping that he's home.
That's exciting for him and you and everybody on the edge of their seats here.
All good stuff.
All the boys, it looks like, in that group are going to be home, basically. Luke's coming back. Nick's coming back. Matt's coming back.
Now, doesn't Luke have a place in the city?
He does not. I think he's considering it. He's also considering maybe living on the island and commuting in. So he has made no decisions on where he's going to live yet. He is working in the city, and I think it's also part time.
And I will say that conversations have been had that if Matthew is placed in the city, it would be very difficult with his hours to commute. Being that it's going to be construction, it's always in person. There'll be no hybrid. He'll pretty much need to be close.
I saw Anthony Camilleri. Andrew just got a job in the city. And
interesting, he had a job.
He was working in Hop Hog, but I think this was a much better company. So he's doing 3 days a week in the city. 2 days would be better, like Anthony and I had said, but 3 days is 3 days. And so they're all going to be around.
So it's a funny story. I don't know that I told it. I haven't been on here in like years.
It's been a while.
Give it.
Probably brand new.
Give it.
So Anthony Camilleri, new listener, I suppose.
And
I think he might listen on and off.
His kids grew up with my kids. They've been friends throughout, and we coached sports together. Well, I would say that he coached, and I was always his assistant.
Yeah.
Like I got snacks while he did actual athletic things. I emailed the parents while he told me what to say.
So you were the team manager. He was the coach.
Something like
it's fine.
That.
It's a very important role, probably a harder role.
Listen, I wouldn't question the Diamonds defense if he wanted to do it. That was his
good
thing.
Man.
If I suggested it, he would just say no.
Yep.
Good man. Sounds like a good partnership.
So I belong to these networking things, right? And I was at this networking function one night and they do this raffle and I won this blanket, this Broadway National blanket.
Blanket?
And I'm like, yeah, it was free. It was a blanket. Okay. So I took it home. I put it on the couch. I would drape it over my feet. My wife hated the blanket. She's like, it's black and white. It doesn't match our stuff. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to call and thank the person that raffled off the blanket. I don't even know what Broadway National is, but I'm going to check it out. So I send this email. They're apparently this facilities management company across the country, like a huge win client for me.
Oh, my God.
I'm out to lunch with Anthony Camilleri telling the story about the blanket. And he's like, my kid just got a job at Broadway National.
That's funny.
It
Isn't
was
this
the
company
freaking thing.
Is that this company in Hauppauge or the one in the city?
No. So now he must have left. Well, yes, it's the company in Hauppauge, but he must have left that.
Oh, he just left it.
Yeah.
By the way,
interesting. Small world coming together.
That is funny.
By the way, Anthony apparently is like a legend in the world of business that he, whatever. I don't know what he, was he an accountant too?
He is a finance guy.
Apparently he is a stud.
Yeah.
Like people like way look up to him.
So I don't want to monopolize here.
What?
But no, I want to hear this out.
These are outrageous statements coming from Gar. Please.
So let me tell you, and I'm with you, Gary. I only knew him personally.
Right. We know him as a really cool dude, right? Great guy.
But I knew what he did, and I happened to be sitting in a meeting with investment advisors for a client, and
what's his name? Calamari, like the squid?
Yeah, Camilleri. No, not calamari. Camilleri.
Okay, go ahead.
So, I know that he works in the investment field. These guys are investment advisors. So I'm like, you guys know Anthony? And, you know, I just see like, I thought I'd name drop. And they're like, do we know him? And I'm like, you know, they're like, do you know him? I'm like, oh yeah. And like, you know, he doesn't call on us. We would love it if we could call on him. I'm like, why doesn't he call on you? Not that I have any say. I only know him. So they start to tell this story about how Anthony was at a lacrosse game and got into an altercation with the other coach who was this guy's partner. And they're like, it's legendary. And I'm like, settle down. I was the assistant coach at the game with the said altercation. And what happened was we were losing like 10-0. And this little league, it wasn't lacrosse, it was actually baseball. Mm. And this one kid on our team hits a home run, single home run, you know, it's strikeout, 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 walk, strikeout, strikeout. This kid gets up, hits this bomb, runs the bases, and then the opposing coach calls the umpire back, says he never touched second base. They called him out.
Oh.
Anthony erupted. There were fingers in the chest. Now, I wanted to support in any way that I could, but being that I'm little and weak, I ran into the stands and I knew one of the parents had just gotten out of prison. I grabbed him and I'm like, I won't say his name, but we need you. Got him back on the field. We had it was so funny. And then to hear the story again from that guy's side so many years later that it was hysterical. It was hysterical.
Did the former prison guy go out in the field too?
He stood next to me, okay. And I was clearly in support. So, you know, I didn't want the guy to have to go back to prison.
Was he a former neighbor of Anthony's, basically?
I would say no comments. Okay. I would say no comments.
All right.
Did Anthony have a devastating injury in college? Like, what happened to him?
I don't know.
He was an athlete. I know that he's
in great shape. He's the one that turned us on to, he gave us the lizard story for the Long Island, Frankie.
Animal rescue guy.
Yeah. Frankie.
Oh, he did. Great story. He looks taller in his picture. He's only 5'8".
He's not that tall.
Yeah.
He's not short, but he's not tall.
I think he's very, very tall.
He played baseball at Hofstra, but I don't know what happened. Something happened.
He's very fit. He's still fit.
He left and he went to Malloy, but he only batted 174 at Hofstra.
Oh, my God. Hope he's not listening today.
With one RBI and a 321 on base. So that's why I was asking if he had a devastating injury.
No. Yeah. I think he just loved playing the game. He played it as long as he could. And, you know, like anybody else, he didn't end at Hofstra, did he?
No, Malloy. I just said Malloy.
Yeah, right.
Did you know him at Hofstra? He was there. When were you there?
Yeah, we traveled. So like you could hit on, he was on the baseball team and spent a lot of time in the athletic complex. I was in the accounting fraternity, spent less time in the athletic complex.
Gotcha. Yes. He was there 90 to 92. Oh, but he went to Malloy and became the captain of the baseball team. So took a step back to D3 and really kicked some ass. Way to go, Ant. There you go, buddy.
That's a good job.
Proud of you.
Excellent family, excellent person.
Oh, they're great. The whole family's great. The kids are awesome. His wife's wonderful. They're awesome.
His daughter is actually going to be an intern at Chelsea Floor Covering.
Oh, really?
Oh my God.
Gosh, that's great.
Yeah. At the lunch where we talked about the blanket, he mentioned that his daughter couldn't find anything. And she's really, her major is like digital marketing something. And I need that. I have the creativity of, I don't have any creativity. So if she's That's available, good. I'll take her.
Is that something the company has been lacking?
100%.
Okay, let's go. Take us to the next 100%. Level.
She can be going in every day, or are you going to let her come in maybe the days her brother goes in? They go in together 3 days a week. Have you thought about this yet?
To be determined. I mean, we definitely need her in the showroom to kind of piece that together and make it better.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to say to her, your job is to make more people come in here. Do whatever it takes.
Ah, love it.
Cool. Good luck to her. I like this family.
Exciting
they sound
stuff.
Like they sound like a good crew.
Oh, they are.
Great the Camilleries. Great Excellent. Crew.
Excellent. All right.
I'm sure they were at the fashion show last night.
Fashion show.
There is a fashion show in Smithtown. Right. This is beyond me. So I think
it's the PTA, really, right? That does it or whatever.
Yeah, these kids. So what used to happen is the kids, the local businesses would outfit the kids in these outfits and the kids would walk up and down and show them off. And then people would, I guess it's an advertisement for your fashion.
Sure.
But it has morphed into something completely different. It's just kids getting dressed up, walking up and down the aisle and parents.
It's mostly girls.
Having cocktails and watching.
I remember Christine fighting with the boys about doing it. I don't remember. I think Anthony's probably got canceled because of COVID, but Nicholas. Actually, that year, Nicholas's might have been canceled as well because of COVID.
Christopher did not attend. Colleen, however, did.
She did. Christine was supposed to, and she emailed Jen and backed out last week.
Yeah.
Well, she wasn't supposed to attend. She was volunteering, Christine, excuse me, and she backed out.
No, this was a big connection. Colleen finally got to meet Becca's mom. I believe they sat together.
Oh, they never met? I thought you guys went out to dinner once, no?
Oh, God.
No, Becca's been to dinner with... No.
Oh, it was just her.
I was going to get to my Christopher updates next. Okay, perfect. This is interesting.
Yeah, it's like catching up on Dan Bob's family here.
No. Chris is my man. I was hoping you could have told me him and the girlfriend decided to break up. They're both going to go away to school. They realize it's a bad idea to try to keep a relationship. He learned from his older brother, Andrew, who wasted a lot of time investing in a relationship that led to nothing. And he could have enjoyed his college life a lot more.
Well, you know what? Becca and Christopher are doing very well.
Okay.
Definitely a tenuous time knowing what is coming. Mm-hmm. So they, you know, it's a process that I believe that adolescents need to go through.
Yeah. We talked about, I think we covered it on the show. She's going to JMU. Mm-hmm. Has he decided yet?
So he has, but we're not letting him accept yet. I'm trying to do that play one college against each another with money.
Okay.
I don't think it'll work, but I think we have to, I will forever regret it if I don't send a letter.
I'm looking forward to the announcement.
Are you going letter or email?
Email.
Okay. I didn't know if there was some trick because I've been.
I didn't know that anybody wrote letters anymore.
You said letter.
They were interchangeable at this point.
No, I am also like, I don't want to have any regrets. So, you know, sent some emails. When you said letter, I was like, holy crap, I'll have a regret. I was waiting for you to be like, no, you got to put it on paper and mail it.
But I'll be honest with you. I see where you're going with that. And that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, you kind of.
You're getting peppered with emails.
All of a sudden you get a letter.
Very few letters. I'm going to write a letter.
I'm going to fax instead of
That's even better. I'm going to fax the letter and email it.
Fax the letter and then mail it.
Yes. Fax and mail.
Try it. Imagine this
I'm
works.
I'm going to do it. I'm doing it. It's going to be different.
It can't hurt.
This is a great idea.
I once remember, this is probably almost 20 years ago now, young guy out of school, interviewed him for a job, you know, entry level. And he did. He mailed me a letter thanking me. Now, probably a little more common 20 years ago, but email was prevalent at the time. And I always remembered it and like saved it. And then he didn't get the job, but I saved it and hired him like 6 months later.
No way.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a great story. The letter. The return of the letter.
Good old
return of the letter.
Backwards. So we're going backwards and the old skills are becoming more important. So with AI, everybody's email is very good. You know what I mean?
I don't use it enough. I actually really don't ever use it. I probably should use it more.
So at the presentation that I saw at the floorboard, they say AI is not going to replace humans. It is going to give you more time so that you could be human.
Well, that's a great sales pitch for the AI people, whoever they are. I don't, you know, but that's, yeah, I guess that's a dangerous thing.
It's right? The whole, everybody's always worried. When man invented the machine, they were worried that machines were going to take jobs away from people. But you need people to make the machines. You need people to run them. And the same thing with AI. And that, you know, like it's not going to change anything. It's just going to change the type of work people do.
I agree with that. That makes sense.
I guess. It does change things.
It changes. Yep.
Right.
Yep. It absolutely
does
change.
For sure. It changes things. So did the telephone.
Right. Yeah. So.
I hate the phone.
I'm starting to use the phone more because, again, just like the letter. I think the phone call is significantly better than the email because you're peppered with email. So
when used correctly, I agree.
Going in person, people that have a personality now that is not in email are going to do far better.
Well, I tried to use my personality to my advantage yesterday, and there's a situation at work, and to a client, it's like, you know what? Let me give this guy a call. I'll follow up with an email, but just talk it through. It was a shitty situation. So I call, and not a lot of people have this anymore. It was a main number with an extension.
Mm.
I call in. There was no way to enter the extension. I'm not like a corporate person, you know, like admin or whatever answered and was like, hello, who are you trying to reach? Told him who I was trying to reach, gave the extension, and I'm like, this guy's got people screening his calls. He must be like me. He don't want to talk to anybody. Because they were like, I was like, I'd like to speak to so-and-so. I believe he's not in the office today. Oh, great. Can I leave him a voicemail? No, let me check. Oh, no, his voicemail's full. I'm like, okay, I guess I'll send him an email. Oh, yes, email would be great. Please email him. Like, this guy has it set up. No one's getting through to this guy. Look at him.
Well, first off, I love the technique. When you're having a problem, immediately call. Stop with the email conversation. So I love that.
Yeah, you got to know when it's time. Yeah.
I also have a telephone number with an extension, and I have my call screen.
There you go.
But you know what it is? You get peppered
with
telemarketers.
You have to.
God, I don't even have my cell phone on my business card.
Yeah, it is crazy. I don't know who calls his phone all day. They never leave messages, and I'll never know who they are. It's crazy. I got a call, though. I did answer. I don't know why I've never put a name on this number, but I did recognize it as the high school where my kids go. I'm on the train yesterday. I'm like, it's the high school. But like, something could be wrong with the kids. So I did answer. Low whisper. You know, I'm like, hello. You know, we're trying to be very polite.
Yeah, train voice.
Yeah. So this was funny. So with everything going on with college, very focused on Ryan, right? You know, the lot going on. You do have other children. And I'm kind of forgetting that Reagan is also graduating from sixth grade. That's how we roll here. And then you go to the high school for 7 to 12. So I'll keep this quick. But last Friday, all of a sudden, I noticed somebody put a Facebook post on the, you know, class of 2024. High school registration due today. Don't forget. I'm like, what? Text Nancy. I'm like, do we? And she's like, oh, yeah, there was a meeting. Check the front the desk. There's probably a big yellow envelope in there with a packet. I open it up. I'm like, oh, my God. It clearly says do the 16th to 15th.
You have to register for high school?
You got to submit proof of residency, you know, all that stuff.
Really?
I'm sure your wife did it. Yeah.
Not for high school. I mean, you're already in the school, so I don't think we ever had to do anything again.
It's two different school districts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's probably why.
Okay. All right.
So anyway, Nancy's like, oh, crap. And I'm like, all right. Nancy's like, don't worry about it. They say it's a deadline. They can't deny you. I'm like, but you give me a date.
I want to get it done.
You're a rule follower.
You give me party starts at 7. I'm going to be there at 7. So I'm like, I'm going to try to do this. I'm like, oh, my God. I got to notarize this. I got to do that. I'm like, ah. Anyway, I did call the registrar. She's like, don't worry about it. You can get it in next week. So anyway, I gave it. We did it Monday night. okay, check this. Went to the notary at the bank, which notarizing is such an antiquated thing. And I gave it to Ryan to bring to school. So now this phone call back to the train is the registrar. She sounds like what you think the high school registrar would sound like. Like, I'm like, I felt like I was in trouble. Like, I'm in the principal's office.
Like the woman from Greece. Yes, Mr. Redmond.
Your daughter, Ryan, just dropped off your registration for your daughter, Reagan. I'm like, yes. It's missing several things. I'm like, crap. She's like, there is no mortgage statement or tax bill. I'm like, but it said I was allowed to give a utility bill for proof of evidence. She just goes like this. It did not. I'm like, okay, not going to argue with her. Now I go into, okay, I know what I got to do. I am so sorry. What was I missing? I'm in full of whispering on the train. So it was just funny. It was, we were missing that and something else. And she was supposed to email me. I just resolved before we started recording, got her on the phone. She waited on the phone till I sent the email, told me now we're good. So it was just very funny. Old school. I think she would write you a letter. That's how old school she was. She didn't know how to operate email. So she's like, I'm still hitting refresh. I'm still hitting refresh. Very funny.
I love it.
But you can't forget about all your children.
No, they're all there. I got to do Mar with starting the college tours. With the last one now.
Oh boy. Straight to the creamery. You going to check out Penn State?
We're
going to
go get some. Yeah. We're going to hit Penn State Friday morning on the way out to Columbus. So we'll hit that. And then we'll do, it's parents and siblings weekend in Columbus at Ohio State. So, not that it really means anything, because I didn't register for siblings weekend because it really wasn't anything he got out of it, other than maybe a tour of the stadium. But Virginia Tech is playing Ohio State in the NIT in Columbus on Saturday. So if she's up for it and Anthony's up for it, maybe we'll go to the game and watch that. But yeah, we're going to get some Peachy Paterno.
Peachy. Oh, I got to vote again. I think you'd vote every day. I'm going to make sure that sucker wins.
Exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I have it. It's in my freezer if anybody is interested in a try.
Well, I don't know if you saw it. Rebecca sent, it's a NCAA bracket of the ice creams, and you can vote every day. So by entering, you do have a chance to win. Like, they'll ship you a case. That's my goal. I want to get the case shipped to my house as a prize.
I currently have 4 gallons of ice cream.
Whoa, that's
in my
lot.
Freezer from Penn State.
Well, you really were ambitious. Wow. Holy cow. Come on, Joe. One more win for Peachy Paterno. Let's get it done. Fantastic. Oh, my gosh.
And Rebecca was so generous during the Festivus snack exchange that I picked her up a gallon, too. Oh, is it a gallon or a half gallon? You know, the container.
Half gallon.
Half. Yeah, I have 2 gallons in my freezer, not 4.
Still a significant amount of creamery.
A lot of ice cream. And it's fantastic.
Must be good. I don't see anybody saying a bad thing about it on the internet, even despite
it has a novelty thing too. It was made in Penn State.
Well, it's funny. I never heard of it till you mentioned it. Yeah. And now anyone I mention it to with any sort of affiliation to Penn State is like, oh my God. Yeah.
So there's a big culture thing. You're not allowed to mix the ice cream if you order in the store.
But you can't get two different scoops.
They won't do it. They get angry. If an employee does do it, so there's a story that Bill Clinton, I don't know if he was president at the time, went into the place and asked if he could have a mix, and the employee did it and got fired, even though it was for the president of the United States. Even though I don't know that he was president at the time, the anecdote kind of is.
Joe Biden likes ice cream, and he's from Pennsylvania.
Ice cream and tapioca, anything that he doesn't have to chew.
We can't. This election can't get here soon.
Didn't they have a big thing with cookies at Penn State too? If I remember, like I think there were like 3 different parts of campus that made their own cookies. I can't remember that. One of the tours we did somewhere, they talked about cookies.
Now you're making stuff up.
I feel like it was Penn State. I can't. You're looking it up. I hear you typing, Mike.
There is a Penn State bakery.
It was something about the hot cookies, and it could be a different campus. We did so many tours that I can't remember anymore.
No, there is a Penn State bakery. It's all cookies. Look at this. You get a dozen chocolate chip. They look lovely. Very nice. Interesting. So you got to hit that next time.
No, Gar won't. It's got sugar in it.
Well, maybe they're sugar-free.
We got family members. Maria can't wait. The biggest two things she wants to do in Columbus is get the crumble cookie and Cane's, because she hasn't had Cane's yet.
Raisin Cane's. You know, they have that in Manhattan. You can just take her in.
It's not open yet.
No, it is. In Times Square. I've been there.
Oh, in Times Square. It's not open in Penn Station.
Certainly not worth going to the city for Raisin Cane's.
They're putting it in a pen. Forgot they're putting it in a pen. Good call.
Definitely not worth the trip.
Well, you'd have to leave Smithtown.
Who would want to go to the city for Raisin Cane's? I mean, it's not that good. It's okay. It's good. Certainly not worth spending all that time going into that horrible city.
You would never eat it, but the piece of Texas toast that comes
I've had it. Phenomenal. It's good. Oh, yeah. It's okay. I didn't think it was great. It was okay.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. Good for you.
The dipping sauce was good.
The sauce is very good. Yep. What else is coming into Penn, Bosco? You frequent Penn more than I do. What do we got going on? Anything? I mean, we know Rosa's is open. You've been there.
They got Rosa. They have a coffee place, not Starbucks. It's like a Lake Cafe. It's Lake Cafe, actually. They were there for many, many years. It's back.
Lake Cafe. Okay.
Did
I see a Dos Toros or something? Or
there's Mexican? A Dos Toros, Dwayne Reed, in case you just need an emergency. Something.
I've used to hit the whatever was there before. I used to hit that often for stuff.
Yeah, what do you think you need like in the morning at Penn Station from a drugstore?
It'd be more on the way home, like, oh my God, I need a birthday card for Nancy, like something
you might
like that.
Need a morning headache, you know, eye drops. Yeah. Maybe your eyes are getting dry. You need some contact lens shit for work. Who knows, right?
It's nice to have. Or they also sold beer, so that was good too. Huh.
So that's going to be one of the few. The drugstores, they don't even want to be in Manhattan anymore because everything
smashing
is getting ripped off.
Yeah, smashing grab.
They're getting ripped off everywhere, and nobody supports it. But in Penn Station, you won't be able to do that.
Still, nothing has opened in Grand Central. It's weird. Like, in the Long Island Concourse, they have all these storefronts with, like, fake pictures in them, like, coming soon. But I don't see any plans to open anything, which is probably a good thing.
Grand Central is pretty beautiful. I was there.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Spectacular. I think I'll be back. I went yesterday.
So Grand Central is beautiful. Penn Station is not. LaGuardia Airport is pretty beautiful.
Phenomenal.
But not Terminal A.
How was the Marine Air Spirit
Never
ride?
Never talked about the Marine Air Terminal.
Make it quick. We have a ton of emails and a hard stop.
I want to hear the story.
That's fine. No.
No, these people could have sent emails the last few weeks.
You made a call, and there is a pile of emails. And Gwar warned us.
Maybe I'm going to punish some of them by not reading.
So Terminal A, me and Chris, if you remember a few weeks ago, we went to Florida to visit my parents. It was me and Christopher.
Last we saw Bosco, he was on his way to the Marine Air Terminal to fly in a low-budget airline to Florida. Go ahead.
So the parking is right outside the terminal. I mean, the way to get there is kind of a little bit different. You're not used to that. You're used to the concourse. There's very few signs to even get there. He, in fact, even made a wrong turn, had a kind of go around, and there's no humans at LaGuardia. It's all like push the button if you need help. So I had to push the button.
See, getting rid
they
of jobs.
Redirected me.
Getting rid of jobs, Gar.
Well, there was a person on the other end of the button, so you know. But the parking lot is right outside of the terminal, so kind of like an Islip MacArthur feel.
Okay.
So small, but you're at LaGuardia. Mm-hmm. Then you go in there. We were immediately accosted by a homeless drunk asking for coffee. I don't know how he would have
airport.
Chosen.
Yeah, that's
at
weird.
The airport. That's at the weird. Airport. So Chris is like immediately a minus. I will say that the carpet tile is in severe need of replacement in Terminal A.
Could be something there you could attack, make a
I
call.
Mean, really, this is ridiculous. Right. There are no restaurants. There is one half a Dunkin' Donuts. There might have been one restaurant, the kind that you sit in. A half a Dunkin' Donuts. Chris waited online at like 4:30 in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning, whatever it was, for like 25 minutes for them to be like, yeah, we don't have that. Like he wanted an egg sandwich or something. They only had day-old croissants.
Ugh.
And then we proceeded to the security. They have their own Terminal A security. Terrible line, really awful, really old school. Although I'm TSA, everybody had to take their computers out. A lot of times they don't make you do that. Shoes off, everybody's shoes, belts, everything. Mm-hmm. They don't have the rollers. You know the way you could slide your stuff across?
What?
No roller. You had to push it. And little and weak me had to, you know,
that's
push
weird.
My stuff through. Yeah, yeah. And then we went to Frontier. So there's only like a few gates, maybe 6 or 8 gates. So it really has that small airport feel.
Right.
Frontier, the seats are small.
Hmm.
Now, like, they were perfect for me. My feet didn't dangle like they do on Delta. They were firmly planted on the floor. But, like, the guy next to me was a BMO-sized gentleman.
Oh.
And, like, you know, normally he had no choice but to manspread. And he felt bad about it. And, you know, what are you going to do? Like, I'm within the confines of my own seat.
Mm.
So I will say this. The strategy with Frontier, actually it was Spirit, not Frontier, but same difference. But here's the thing. If you do for an extra $50, which I kind of did because they have this whole bidding gambling thing.
Yeah.
You could bid for extra room seats, which are at the front of the plane. They're significantly bigger. And then it's a home run. And it's still, with that $50, still cheaper than Delta regular. And you get the benefits of the big seat without the cost of a first class Delta. You know, you don't need, like, at Delta, the only thing I like about first class is the seat. Hmm. Not right, that I've ever sat in first class, but that was the only thing that's appealing to me.
I've never flown first class.
No.
Ever.
But you do see them as you walk through. As you walk through the plane, you definitely see the people sitting.
Oh, yeah.
There.
Yep.
Yeah, you know. So I will say that the Terminal A, the benefits of the small time, easy access, when you're done, we had checked luggage. Since it doesn't have anywhere to go, it's such a small place. It showed right up. You walk right there. No people mover. You just move yourself.
Kind of like MacArthur.
So I'm going to give Terminal A 2 thumbs up.
Oh, just needs a floor. Nice. Just needs a floor.
And a little more food.
New carpet tile. New carpet tile.
Floor, your carpet tile. And restaurant.
There's no concierge club. That's kind of nice about Terminal B. You get the American Express concierge. But you know what? I'm pretty frugal. I bring my own snacks, my own water.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you can't bring your own water.
I don't think you can get through security anymore, right?
Oh, yeah. No, no. You empty it, and then you go in and you fill it at a refill station.
You bring your own bottle, right?
I bring my own bottle.
Gotcha. Nice. Gotcha.
And then you sip on a plane and you dehydrated less.
All right. So, friends, consider flying out of Terminal A at LaGuardia. It ain't so bad.
Don't object. Do not object.
But BMO shouldn't.
No, he's got to do the first class, the Frontier first class anyway.
Right. And if you're going to do that, just don't even go to Terminal A. We did just get another email.
Wow. What do we have, like 4 or 5 of them?
Let's dive into it because there'll probably be some things to discuss.
I think I saw one pop up over the weekend from Andy. I was like, whoa, this is early.
Yep. We got a Saturday email from Mr. Shaw. Its subject, his subjects are critical to understanding why the email was sent, is hold my beer. Garfellas, it's Saturday. I'm sending this email early for a few reasons. It's going to be a busy week. Basically something every night, and I have to be in the office all week. Boo! We have soccer referee training. Oh, my. Soccer coaches meeting, high school sports meeting, and a full rehearsal for my daughter's bat mitzvah, which is Saturday, and I will be attending with the family. I'm going to see Mr. Shaw for the first time in a long time. First time in the after.
Nice.
How about that?
First time in a long time.
And that means I got to see the Redmond crew. Very much looking forward to that. The morning service will actually be live streamed. Well, Andy, please post that in the Discord so we can all watch. I'm just going to the party. As a part of the prep, not because I don't want to go to the ceremony, just logistically wasn't possible. As a part of the prep and obligation, we had to usher help at a service today. Let me set the stage on our ritual rabbi. Bosco probably knows all about what the rabbi has to do with one of these. Mike has witnessed her. She is from England, mid-50s, gay, and loves whiskey. Didn't know she loved whiskey. Wow. Knew she was gay from England and in her mid-50s.
So quick question. Do you think that she has a Hebrew-British accent? When she speaks in Hebrew, does she have a British accent in it?
I did. I was there. It was a long time ago.
It's probably like singing, right? When people sing, they don't sound like they have accents anymore.
Yeah, it's a good question. I guess it would be for those who speak Hebrew to really to know, you know.
Yeah, no, it'd be an interesting analysis.
I really like her, would feel comfortable discussing any issues. Short version of the story she was telling, Moses was dealing with a lot. He had a whole group of people he was trying to get across the freaking desert, telling me it was a lot. And was about to be thrown on, and more was about to be thrown on his plate. And how does Moses handle it? She says, Moses said, hold my beer. Hmm. Wow. I was half listening until she said that.
Brings you right in. Brings you right. Yep.
I guess I'll have to get the rest of the story when I go see Andy, because that's it. I hope castmates and Garnation had a good St. Patrick's Day. Today I heard people wear green on St. Patrick's Day since leprechauns can't see green, and then they won't steal our gold. Not sure that's true, but I like it. Thank you for asking about my wrist. I have surgery after my daughter's big day. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to put a dress shirt or jacket on. Wait, I have to wear a dress shirt? And
no,
a jacket?
You're not one of the big
actually,
party guys.
I will confess. Andy told me I don't have to wear a tie, but I felt appropriate attire would be that I look good. With my current injury situation and less running, body shape has changed a little bit. Really had nothing to wear. So not going to get into it, but I did Monday, I did something I haven't done in a long time. Went by myself, solo mission to Macy's at Roosevelt Field.
Ugh.
Found a suit off the rack. Navy blue suit.
The only
suit.
Way to do it. Off the rack. That's the only way to do
off
it.
Off the rack. Tried on multiple jackets. Mirror, which one fits right. Pants. I was like, do I really need to try these on? I better try them on. Hadn't been in a dressing room in a department store, and I don't know how long. Remember when we were kids, they'd have the person like counting how many items you went in with and then counting how many you came out with?
Yeah.
They don't have that anymore.
Some places do that.
What does that mean, though?
I don't know. Nobody can go in there anymore?
That's what you're stealing shit from now.
It's an opportunity?
They probably have cameras in there. Thought of that afterwards.
Watching you change.
Yeah. Anyway, so I got a new suit. Got a belt. I don't know if we have time to get into it, but picking a size of what belt to get perplexes the shit out of me.
It's a mess, dude.
No.
You get a pant size plus? Because
I thought you get like a little bit further than your pant size, and I told Nancy to buy me a belt recently.
Right.
I wear a 33 or a 34. She got me a 36 belt. I can barely get it.
Two buttons extra.
I can barely get it on the first thing.
Yeah.
Can't even wear it.
That's amazing. So the belt, when they say 36, that's end to end.
I don't know. Monday, I got a 38, and it's enormous. I can get it on like I pull it. So I don't know. But that's what I'll be wearing at the bat mitzvah. I got two shirts, a belt, and a suit. I was in and out of there in about 16 minutes because that's how I roll.
So love
success.
It.
Andy,
so
you can report back.
You didn't need to get them hemmed?
Off the rack.
The right length?
Hemmed, nailed it, 30 length. Boom.
Nice.
Good stuff.
Yeah, all good. Just to end, Andy, I will not be lifting chairs, but I'll be having fun. Cheers, mates. Loyalist and Andy Show. Thank you, Andy. You're the best. You've been emailing through the drink.
Your length is 30?
Yeah, I'm a weird guy. Yeah. Maybe you
think
I'm tall.
My length. You realize that's the same length of pants as me. We could share pants.
I wear 30 length usually, too.
You have a very small torso, apparently.
Apparently, I have a small torso. But with your running, I'm surprised you run as fast and as strong as you do with such little legs.
It's actually to my advantage, right?
Why is that?
I don't know. You want your foot to make contact with the ground as much as possible, right? It's like
tires.
Oh, you
don't leap as much as you can?
No, that would be inefficient, right? When you drive a car, do you bounce? No, tires on the track, baby. Downforce.
So I should be faster, too. That's just, oh, wow. I've always been using it as an excuse for my poor running performance.
Nope. Anyway.
Anyway, yeah, if you want pants, you could have come to my place.
All right. Well, if I need, I only have one pair now. So if I need more, I'll come to you. All right. Let's see. All right. Everybody checking in. This is St. Patrick's Day check-in. Rob O'Donoghue using his version of the never-ending email. Good morning, Garcast, and happy St. Patrick's Day from San Diego. Oh, my.
You never know where he's at.
You never know. As I write this, I'll realize you'll be reading it after the holiday, but was still thinking about the group this morning. Oh, thanks, Rob. In the past, we've talked about hotel safety and learning the exits, et cetera, et cetera. Yes, Rob and his family are famous for checking into a hotel and immediately conducting a fire drill with the family. That's how Rob rolls. Like that.
Wow.
Yep.
I don't think I've ever really looked. Very rarely that I even look at that.
Yeah, I just, I don't need to have a drill because I can sleepwalk right out of a hotel. Not a problem. There could be fires around me. I've attached a photo from my hotel in San Diego to this email. It shows the exit signs at the floor level. whoa, I'll put this on Discord. That's weird. So the green exit signs are, you could kick it with your foot or at the floor, not up high. It shows, this is a first for me and I'm sharing it. I also like the lights in green to make the St. Patrick's Day theme. I hope to see you on May 13th at the golf outing. Rubbo.
That makes sense, right? Because smoke rises, so it's easier to see.
I think
when
it does
it's
make
low.
Sense. And Bosco, you could tie that into a little floor safety thing. I don't know.
Well, the sign on the floor is kind of making me a little nervous because, like at hospitals, when they do that, it's a camera from the top projecting onto the floor so that they could change the direction or different notices or whatever. I would imagine that it's going to get obscured if there was a smoke condition. So I don't know.
Well, we got to look at the picture and see if it's actually
we're gonna
a
have
sign
to
or if it's a projection.
Right, right.
There's got to be a reason why they're not on the floor for as long as we know. All right.
And I'm excited about the golf outing. Gar, it's going to be a tough day for us because we're coming back from Virginia on Sunday.
Yeah, you guys. Well, tough. All right, let's see.
Gar, are you thinking about not going?
I'll be there. It's all tough taking another day off, but I'll be there.
All right. This one's enormous. Here we go. It's the Everlasting Gobstopper from Guar. What's up, my Garific Garfellers? I hope you caught the Pulp Fiction reference. What?
Where? What's the subject?
Did he add something to the subject?
I don't know.
What's up, fellas? It's Guarlito. Well, allow me to retort. Yes, I believe that is what he's referring to.
Okay.
So Red obviously knows he can only poke at the Guar so much before I pull myself away from writing Unabomber-esque manifestos on Discord and cranking out science. Well, mission accomplished, you wascally wabbit. Okay, get your vocal cords all limbered up, cold plunge them, drink honey, only natural sugars, please. Whatever you got to do. You've earned a Guar email novella. I've thoroughly enjoyed the various episodes, at least so point by point. On the trans women swim ban. Okay, I have a lot to disagree here. Red, please pause. Wait for God to say. Aw, geez. Okay, no, it's gosh.
Oh, gosh.
Just kidding. You handled this well and even went into the nuances of the issue, which is usually forgotten, that trans folks don't deserve, trans folks that don't deserve any grief, that just want to participate in sports like everyone else. It's hard enough for them to navigate the world the way they want without people trying to shove what they think they should be doing down their throat. Don't be a dick is such a simple rule. Down their throat, don't be a dick. They are different in thinking than me. I don't understand their needs, but they are free to do what they want so long as they don't F with others. But there are divisions in swimming for all kinds of other reasons, like age, etc. This is just another. It's basically a classification and nothing else, and they can swim in another division. Extremists claiming they have to be allowed to swing. I think you meant to say swim. With women by birth are wrong. They do not. At the same time, let's not vilify and leave them open to violence and or hateful rhetoric. Why can't people get this? I think he covered that pretty well.
Yep, thank you.
He's great.
Two, the politics cast was fun as fuck. Loved hearing your VP ideas for the two candidates. The grab him in the pee comment cracked the hell out of me. Always. Yes, I got a new whip. Yes, that's a car for those who didn't grow up in Queens or wherever. Yes, it's not an Uber fuel efficient car. Gets about 20 to 25 miles per gallon. I also have a pickup truck that I use for work. I never do that.
This guy is killing the environment.
He has three cars?
He's melting icebergs.
Truck to pick up the couch.
God.
Remember he was getting the couch.
Yeah, I thought he borrowed that or something.
Yeah, right.
It gets like 5 to 10 miles per gallon. Oof. I would say you're falling into the standard dumb, the perfect is the enemy of the good or straw man fallacy. But I know better. Falling more into the my attack on Guar will cajole an email ahead of him technique. Yes. Well played, sir. On that subject, though, now you've done it. I just hate when people say, look at this climate activist using a jet. Why can't we say that?
Well, look at this climate activist driving three gas guzzlers.
Yeah. Why don't you, not you guys specifically, take a fucking boat overseas or a horse-drawn wagon across the U.S.? I would love to do both. It's not about being perfect with our impact on the environment. It's about being better, as reasonably as can be expected, a level at which we are way below. Gar cut his sugar because he thinks it's poison. Okay, great. Can he do it to 100% perfection? Nope. It's about making improvements, not about being perfect.
Yes.
All right. But there's also living in excess. You know what I'm saying? Tucker and Alex Jones.
Oh, no.
Depends on your definition of hate, I guess, but they could certainly fall into it, I guess. Hearing you guys act all surprised on what has Tucker Alex Jones ever done to Gwar or Sue, it's hilarious for so many reasons. A, you really can't understand hating someone who has done nothing specifically wrong to you. Do you have empathy? Of course you do, and understand. I hate Nazis, even ones I never met or who have specifically wronged me. I just think they're despicable people. Same here with these two clowns. You just called them both Nazis. That's what you just did. Yeah, I get free speech. Of course they can say what they want, so long as they don't slander or infringe on others' rights. I can also disagree with them and call them an asshole about it too. Also free speech with the same caveats. I fail to see the free speech implication infringements here on my part. Your hate has blinded you, my friend.
We love it. You're free to hate.
This is really rich coming from you guys because, I don't know, Fauci, Jimmy Kimmel, Hochul, Bruce Springsteen, Keith Olbermann, Disney, Pelosi, Biden, Kamala Harris, Chuck Schumer.
Wow. I love that Bruce Springsteen just fell. He nailed, like, so many people that I hate.
Love that Bruce just fell into that list of humans. That's great. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. King and I. And especially D. I love the call-outs as always. I love you guys. Thanks for bringing me out of my Gwar cave to write and join the thick-armed Mr. Shaw on the email chain. Oh, it's not over. Actually, I just wanted to say I love the closing music last episode. Speaking of Nazis, you're welcome. Who would have thought Red could get Gar to pull up a musical number? Also, more on the greatness of the last episode. The Tesla car death was so fascinating in so many ways, not just from a government taking over your car sort of way, but how something like a shatterproof glass and other cool innovations can have drastic implications in certain situations. Pretty bad way to go. Waiting to drown to death as people try in vain to break your windshield. And I may also mention while you're on the phone with those people, I love making people happy, especially Red. So I'm ecstatic and proud to have thought of the new Truth Is Out There channel. Big shout out to BMO for the great name. I love seeing what pops up in there. It's awesome. Can't wait for some Slaystack lizard people to show up on the channel based on the episode's chatter. Rock on, my hermanos. Magnifico. Love you guys and love the pokes at me. Gwar out.
Hold on. That was a record, right? Had to be. You got honey? He told you to have some honey, water, tea.
I did lube. All right. A
little shorter. I'm exhausted and I didn't even read it.
Loyal listener Mike O'Donoghue. Subject is checking in. I miss Denbob. When is he back? LLMO. good email.
I'm back.
Thanks for the support. Appreciate
sent yesterday.
You.
Sent 18 hours ago. Ooh, then he quickly sent another email. 9 minutes later. Nah, I'm just fooling about. The show's been great in its OG format. You guys are the best. Love you all. Oh, funny. Funny, Mike. And that subject was checking in again. He must have been bored. And this came in during the episode 40 minutes ago. Closing in on number 250. What was today's episode?
248.
Damn. Hello, Garfellas. You know, I should read the emails without saying who it's from. That would actually be interesting. I'll do that with this one. In my mind, I was composing a sarcastic, snarky email full of multisyllabic, archaic words.
Multisyllabic, but that's Rebecca, because she wants Gar to read it with the
I muffed that. My mouth is exhausted.
Sorry. Understandable. It's understandable.
He's like Larry David. Now I know why.
It's like an audiobook. We could get that email on Audible.
Yeah. I was going to talk about how much I enjoyed the Gartastic 2023 Gar Awards episode. And how I'm so glad that the right and deserving candidates all won. But then I said, that's too obnoxious. Then I thought about commenting on Denbob's absence and how the flow of the show is so natural and everyone gets a chance to speak. But then I thought only a small person would be so crass and uncaring. So instead, I shall write about the fact that you are knocking on the door of number 250. How awesome is that? I think you should have a live episode to celebrate. I am well under the 500-word minimum challenge I posted to Discord. But on behalf of the millions, wanted to take a moment to thank you for your continued humor and banter. Happy spring. It is. Spring is upon us.
Spring has sprung.
LL Rebecca. Thank you, Rebecca.
Excellent.
And Denbob sniffed you out right away because he wrote the email, of course. And that is the end of our email.
That is holy listener feedback. Hell. That is a Jesus. Show. Denbob, it was good having you back.
For fuck's sake, thank you, everyone. Jesus.
250's
coming. I will post Rob's exit photo.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Yep, that'll definitely be a topic of analysis.
We need Denbob, I want a full breakdown on that. Maybe bounce it off the floorboard. Bounce it off the floorboard. You like that?
Love it.
See what they think. Good stuff, guys.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for listening. I hope everybody has a garrific week. Until next time, be garrific.
Gar out.
Have a garrate day.
Boom. I was Bosco. I would hear that in my head the last few weeks.
I appreciate you having me back. I thought I was going to get a. I thought I was getting axed.
It's coming.
I even said to Colleen, I think I'm getting fired.
It's coming.
It was all me. No, I begged him. I was like, this. Get him back on. No,
yeah.
He's too rigid. He's so rigid.
My fault.
All right. I got to go.
I'm in a meeting.
Peace. See you boys later.
My line, a couple beautiful girls tell me goodbye. Trucks break down, dogs run off. Politicians lie, been fired by the boss. It takes one hand to count the things I can count on. No, there ain't much man that ain't ever let me down. Teams have torn this boy apart. Like a neon dream, it just don't know me. The bars in this guitar. And long neck ice cold beer never broke my heart. She was a Carolina blue jean baby. Fire in her eyes that drove me crazy. It was red tail lights when she left town. Teams are torn.